chapter 51. Fergal and Algador Swiftback had been out scouting the land ahead of the Salamandastron contingent. They returned at mid-noon and made their report to Lady Cregger and Sergeant Clubrush.
I'm afraid we haven't sighted the ridge you described, ma'am. It must be further than you estimated.
The badger leaned on her fearsome axe pike.
No matter. 'Tis there somewhere, I know it is. Did you sight vermin or anything else of interest?
Well, my lady, about 2 hours ahead there's a dip in the land, sort of forming itself into a winding ravine. It goes north and slightly west.
Cregger exchanged a knowing glance with the sergeant.
Good work. We'll camp there tonight and follow the course of this ravine you speak of. That way we won't betray our presence. 'Twill keep us well hidden as we march.
Drill Sergeant Clubrush winked at the two recruits.
Top marks, you two. That's what I calls using the old initiative. Go and join your pals in the ranks now.
Twilight was falling as they entered the ravine's shallow end. Within moments, no beast within a league's distance could tell there were 500 hares on the march. The columns were reduced to 3 wide and a narrow gorge. They pressed forward with the rough earthen walls rearing high either side of them. Trowbags accosted Corporal Elbrig in quaint rustic speech.
How far be it afore us and's make camp, sir?
Elbrig looked at him strangely.
What are you talking like that for, you puddin'-headed young rogue?
Trowbags continued with his mimicry.
Cause I feels just like a mole being underground, like this, sir, Boer.
The corporal nodded sympathetically.
Do you know? Well, you keep being a mole, Trowbags. And when we makes camp, you can dig out a nice little sleeping cave in the ravine wall for your officers.
Trowbags did a speedy change back to being a hare.
I say, Corp, why not let old Shangle do the digging? He looks a jolly sight more like a mole than I do.
Shangle Widepad fixed the young recruit with a beady eye.
One more squeak out of you, laddie buck, and you won't be either mole or hare. You'll be a dead duck.
It was chilly sleeping in the ravine. After a cold meal of thick barley biscuits and apple slices, the hares settled down for the night, wrapped in their ground sheets. However, Lady Cregger Rose Eyes felt her blood run hot as she lay there, dreaming of meeting rapscallion vermin in a valley beneath a far-off ridge.